There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out. Like your social security number or password.
Or you to become a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year. Go to LifeLock.com/aware.
Joining us now here on the Adam Gold Show, Coach Houston of the ECU Pirates. Thank you so much for giving us your time. I know you're getting excited for the college football season to get underway. I know camp is getting underway. Now, Coach, let's go right into week one. You're on the road. You're at Michigan. You go to the Big House. Are you all in, focused on Michigan right now for week one as you start camp this week? Or does that focus not really shift until maybe a week before the actual game arrives?
Well, I think, the focus on Michigan is it's here, but it's a little bit in the distance for us right now. We will focus mainly on ourselves for the next couple of weeks. And usually, 2 weeks out is our traditional time to, really dial in and focus on the opponent wholly. But, we spent a lot of time this summer on them, so we know them pretty well already.
Mike Houston, head football coach, ECU, joining us on the Adam Gold Show. Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam this afternoon. How big is it for your program to go play another Power 5 school? But this time on the road at Michigan. How big is that for your program? You guys had NC State at home this past season, so it's not like you're not used to playing against Power Fives, but this is a big thing, going on the road at Michigan.
Well, I think there's a little bit of a difference between playing someone that you play regularly in a rival game and playing, in a venue like the Big House and playing a team that's, going to be ranked probably second in the country preseason. And they're saying probably the best roster they've ever had at Michigan, which is saying a lot. So I think it's a great high visibility game for our program to start the season.
Now, Coach, let's go to another game that you have. I know Victoria, our producer, and I were highlighting college football games that we're looking forward to most this upcoming season. When you all visit App State, I'm excited for that game. And I was thinking when I saw that matchup when the schedules came out, I just thought to myself, why doesn't this game happen more often? Why don't we see East versus West in the state of North Carolina? In my opinion, Coach, this is a game that I would like to see happen year in and year out, where 1 year App comes to you all, next year you're back at App. Can we make this game happen more often, please?
Well, I think, Sean and I have talked about it, and we're both, we're both for it. So, we do have a couple of games scheduled. This was a home-and-home deal that we scheduled with Appalachian. So we've got a couple of games where they're coming here, still in the future. So, I think you'll get used to seeing us play pretty regularly here from here on out.
Coach, that excites me. I'm not going to lie. That really does get me excited. And I think as well, you got to look at it from a recruiting standpoint, especially recruiting kids from the state of North Carolina. I know there's the other ACC schools. There's a lot of competition for recruits in the state, and that doesn't even factor in other programs like Clemson or South Carolina that try and pull kids from our state. Why is it important that these matchups keep recruits inside the state of North Carolina?
Well, I mean, both of us, both our programs are trying to do the best we can to keep players in the state of North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I just think the matchup is good from a standpoint of, it's two really good programs with two passionate fan bases. Arguably, it's the only two football schools in the state of North Carolina. Hmm. There's some other sports that may be a little bit more important at other schools in the state, but, certainly at East Carolina and I think at Appalachian State, everybody would agree it's a football school. So I think it, it's good for our fan bases. I respect Sean and the job he's done there. I think we both have maybe a similar mindset to how you play and how you run your program and stuff like that. So, I think it will become a good, healthy rivalry.
I 100% agree with you on that. Mike Houston, ECU head football coach, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. We look back at last season, finished the year 8-5, got a big win over Coastal Carolina in the Birmingham Bowl. Look at some of the losses. I was there against NC State, just a one-point loss, and a double overtime loss against Navy, another close loss in there against Cincinnati. When you look at those games and you talk to your team about the difference between, like, that margin of error is so thin, What is that next step for you guys to close out some of those tight games? What's the biggest thing that you saw from last year that you can take into this year to make an 8-win season an 11-win season?
Right. You know, I think anytime you get in those games, and mm-hmm. I told the team before last year started, and it's going to be very similar to what I tell them before this year starts, mm-hmm. That we were going to be in a lot of tight ball games. There are going to be a lot of games that come down to the final kick or the final play and things like that. And sure enough, we had a bunch that did. You have those games like the opener last year, and it's not one thing. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to point, just to the two missed kicks in the last minute and a half of the game where, you should have been walking out of there with a huge win. It's other things too throughout the game. So I think it's a lot of stuff. I think that we have to be better in the kicking game this year than we were last year. Obviously that did hurt us in every one of those losses you mentioned. I think that we have improved our personnel. Certainly we've put a lot of effort and resources into doing that. But I think we gotta do the little things, take care of the football, be a little bit better, on the other special teams. All those things are so, so important when you get in those tight ball games.
So let's go into the personnel. You had a couple of guys that were really special players that have moved on from your program. Holt Naylors was a big-time member of your program for a long, long time. He's moved on from graduating. Keaton Mitchell at running back went to the NFL with the Baltimore Ravens in training camp right now. How do you? I mean, it's hard to replace special players year in and year out like that, but how do you go about in terms of replacing the production of those two guys?
Well, we've got guys that have A, been waiting their turn, or mm-hmm. B, been, playing along with them. Mason Garcia has been playing behind Holton for 3 years.
Yeah.
And he's waited his time, and now is his time. And the one thing I tell people is he is probably more prepared, for this opener than Holton was my first year.
Wow.
Holton made a lot of mistakes. For a year or so, and then played really, really well the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you didn't notice those mistakes as much because, we just weren't a very good football team when I got here. So it was not as glaring. But Mason is prepared. The running back room, Rajay Harris was first-team All-Conference in 2020, and he is coming off an injury, but he's worked very hard to rehab himself from that. And Marlon Gunn and Gerald Green are both experienced, proven backs. So you got guys in those positions, the wide receiver room, the O-line, you got guys in those positions that have been, working and waiting their turn or waiting to be the focal point. And so they're excited. They gotta mesh together. That'll be the biggest thing we gotta do during preseason camp is get all of them playing together on the same page because that's the one thing they have not done in a game.
Final question for you, Mike Houston, ECU football coach. About that preseason, would you like to see maybe one game removed from the regular season to add in like a scrimmage date before the regular season kicks in? Whether, that's a game, like for example, against Campbell. Make that FCS game a scrimmage game so you guys can work out some of the kinks and mesh before you got to go on the road to Michigan. Do you think that would actually benefit college football?
Not with the current rules that we have in place. Mm-hmm. I think there would be a lot of people that would be hesitant to do something like that with the current landscape of college athletics. And with the college football playoff, they're trying as much as they can to take a little bit off of the season. And I don't see where adding another contest of any kind, whether it's a scrimmage or whatever, would be something that would be highly beneficial.
Yeah, I've always been curious on that because I played football Division III, and we were able to actually have a scrimmage game before week one. Now, we had a 10-game regular season, then we made it to the postseason. So I didn't know, because that's got to be hard, not having played against anyone else. It's like, all right, week one, you're in the big house. That's not an easy thing to do.
It is. It's tough.
Mike Houston, head football coach, ECU, thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. Best of luck this season. I know, again, I haven't circled the ECU app game, but I know we're going to be rooting for your program because you're in the state of North Carolina, and that's what I root for. Coach, thanks for your time. Best of luck this season.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you having me on. Go Pirates.
Thanks so much. That's Mike Houston, ECU head football coach. Again, ECU app. You don't have to be a fan of either of those programs, but if you like college football in the state of North Carolina, you better tune in for that one.
Oh, yeah, I'm here for it.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out, like your social security number or password.
Or you did any kind of victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year. Go to LifeLock.com/aware.